Whenever you have occasion to send a card, remember a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. The Hallmark Charlotte Greenwood Show. And here she is, that lovable lady of stage, screen, radio, Charlotte Greenwood.
Today we tell a story about a new young man who comes to Lakeview and has all the girls longing to go for a spin in his roadster. Oh, Wendell, here he is.
Well, hello. I'll bet since the days of the automobile, you've been on many a spin, Mrs. Greenwood.
Oh, too many spins and too long a spin, sir. And it isn't Mrs. Greenwood, it's Miss Greenwood.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, Charlotte Greenwood is brought to you this Sunday and every Sunday at this time by the makers of Hallmark greeting cards. Yes, don't forget, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. And now to the little town of Lakeview, where Aunt Charlotte is raising the Barton youngsters, little Bobby and teenage Jack and Barton. It's noon of a peaceful summer's day. Aunt Charlotte has called for Barbara at the library to take her to lunch. As they walk down the steps, Barbara is saying,
"Oh, Charlotte, what a perfect day. Warm and sunny and those beautiful soft clouds in the sky."
It is grand, Barbara.
Oh, don't you just love to watch the clouds change their shape?
No, Miss Higgins, I could do the same.
Oh, Aunt Charlotte. Oh, look. You can see the thin sliver of the new moon. Doesn't it give you the feeling of waiting for the sun to go down? So it can shine in all its glory.
You give me the feeling that you're on the verge of writing poetry.
You know, Aunt Sarah, I think I look forward to seeing the new moon even more than I do seeing the full moon. Don't you?
Personally, I still look forward to seeing your honeymoon.
Oh,
but why the sudden awareness of the sun and the moon and the blue sky?
It's nothing sudden, Aunt Sarah. No special cause. It's just that it's such a grand day and with everything so... Oh, there he is.
Who is and where is he?
Oh, and that red rope to the just passed by. Didn't you see it?
I saw the back of his neck.
Well, his name is Dick Warren.
Uh-huh. Well, what's the name of the front of his neck? And who is he?
Aunt Charlotte. You mean you haven't heard about him?
No, but I'm ready and willing.
Oh, well, he's the new man who came to town last week. None of the girls have met him, but they all hope he'll ask them to the country club dance this Saturday night.
You think they'll all fit in that roadster?
I'm really ashamed of the way the girls have been acting. Why, they follow him all around. They're going to the same store he does and accidentally bump into him on purpose. If there's any way left to make a start, certainly you can't think of it.
But you certainly will.
Me? Aunt Charlotte, I'm not the least bit interested in that red rose girl. Who's in it?
I know that. You're just interested in who's not in it.
Oh.
Barbara, shall we lunch at Mason's as usual?
Well, we could. But, I was sort of thinking we might go to the Flying Pigeon for a bite.
The bite wouldn't be Dick Wallace.
Oh, Charlotte, what makes you say that? I only mentioned the Flying Pigeon because, well, it's so nice and cool there. They have air conditioning.
Oh, air conditioning, I see. You don't suppose you'll find that red roadster parked outside the Flying Pigeon, do you?
Of course, we don't have to go to the Flying Pigeon.
No. Oh, but we do. I feel an urgent need for air conditioning.
You do?
I do. We've been handing out so much hot air. Barbara, from where I'm sitting, I can see all the bats of the masculine nest, but Dick Wallace still isn't here. Any dessert on the menu you like? The menu is here on the table, dear, not over in the corner of the restaurant.
Hmm? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I saw Janet Gregory.
You did. You also saw Gertrude Gleason, Myra Kent, Polly Baxter. In fact, all your girlfriends are here.
Yes, they are, aren't they?
Wonderful thing, air conditioning.
Oh, here comes Janet. I just caught her eye and she's heading this way.
No, she's putting it this way, but she's eyeing in all directions.
Hello, Barbara.
Hello, Janet.
Won't you sit down, Janet, and have a cup of chocolate with her?
Thanks, Martini. This is a lovely place, isn't it? I just happened to be in the neighborhood, so I thought I'd drop in for lunch.
Move over, Janet. Here comes another drop-in, Gertrude Gleason.
Hello, everybody. It's so fine to be that tasty Gleason. I mean, it really is. I mean, it is really. I just happened to be in the neighborhood, so I thought I'd drop in for lunch.
Yes, well, we happened to be in the neighborhood, too, Gertrude, although we had to take a trolley and a bus to do it. Come on, now, girls, tell me, what is he like?
He's got blue eyes. He's really blonde hair.
Oh, he's got brown eyes and black hair.
Oh, that's only after he washes it.
Are you sure?
I'm only sure of one thing. If you girls keep stretching your necks every time that door opens, you'll have to crouch way down to look him in the eye.
Have you seen him, Miss Dean?
I saw the back of his neck.
What's
it like? Well, as the back of necks go, I'd say it was sort of a... Then again, it's rather a... As a matter of fact, I thought it was more or less of a...
Oh, I knew it.
To be able to see him long enough to find out what he's like.
Well, I don't know why you're so interested to find out.
I mean, I find going to the drugstore, and I run in after him, and I say there, oh, while he was there, I mean, I really did.
And what happened?
He bought toothpaste.
Yeah. Well, at least you know he's got teeth.
I bumped into him to get him to start a conversation, and guess what he said?
Excuse me.
Oh, you know. Did he bump into you, too?
Oh, heavens no. When a man bumps into me, I have to say, excuse me.
What are we waiting for? Even Dick Wallace came in.
Well, in that case, we'd better be going.
I suppose we might as well. It doesn't look as though anything exciting is going to happen. I mean, he isn't coming.
No, the flying pigeon seems to be a dead duck. Barbara, wait till I pay this check.
All right. Look. Oh, come here.
Than I
thought. Oh, no, taller.
He's got brown hair.
And gray eyes. So stubborn.
Yeah. So that's Dick Wallace.
Can you see him?
Just the back of his neck. But I can see your faces, and I'm sure you could all do with a second cup of chocolate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Better make it iced chocolate.
I could go for a drink.
Oh, Jimmy, so could I. Coming with us, Barbara?
Oh, of course not. I'm going back to the library.
It was a nice lunch, and thanks.
Barbara, you didn't eat a thing, now, hadn't you noticed?
Well, I really wasn't hungry.
Uh-huh. But you are now.
Well, it will be a long afternoon at the library. Hmm. So maybe I could use a dessert, if you don't mind.
Mine? As a matter of fact, I told the waitress you'd be back. Your dessert is already paid for.
You know, Aunt Janet, I've been doing a lot of thinking.
Well, this has been an unusual day.
And I've just decided to be an architect.
Oh?
Uh-huh. I'm going to design buildings. Imagine getting dough, and good dough, too, just for telling someone where to put a door. Now, what could be simpler than that?
Telling someone where to put a doorknob.
Oh.
But, Jack, why the sudden desire to be an architect?
Oh, I met one today in the real estate office. Boy, he sure must be in the ship. He was dressed like a million and drove a snappy red roadster.
His name is Dick Wallace.
How did you know?
A little bird told me, a flying pigeon. Did you hear, Barbara? Your brother has actually talked to Dick Wallace. He's an architect. Isn't that interesting? Hmm?
Oh, at the moment, I'm more interested in this book.
Don't you want to hear about Mr. Wallace?
Not particularly. I'd rather finish reading this story.
Oh, well, then, turn the book right side up. Go on, Jack. I'm interested in Mr. Wallace. Tell me about him. Loud.
Oh, well, he's working on a government housing project.
Oh, telling him where to put doors?
Sure. Mm-hmm. He's just been discharged from the Army, and I read it in the old Madison place. Just moved in today. Oh, gee, I almost forgot. I got to go call Janet Gregory about the country club dance Saturday night.
Aunt Charlotte, for your information, Dick Wallace came into the library today.
Well, we're getting to know more and more about him, and now we know he can read. What did you do?
I checked out his book.
Yes, go on.
There's nothing to go on about. He's a very nice looking young man, very dignified, but very dull and very cold. And of course, I treated him the same way. He's really a snob.
Barbara, as a librarian, you're expected to stamp the book, not the man.
She can't go to the country club dance, isn't she? Because her cousin may be in town, and she may have to go with him.
A cousin?
Yeah. I told her Barbara would take him off her
hands. Jack Barton, what part have you got to make dates for me?
But you always go with Janet's cousin when he's in town.
I'm sorry. Just because I always have doesn't mean I always will.
But Barbara...
Don't touch me, Jack Barton. But I think what little regard you have for me is just this much. I'll be red.
Red fenders, red wheels, red roadsters. I don't get this. Now, Janet, who never goes with her cousin, suddenly wants to go with him. And Barbara, who always does, suddenly says no.
Oh,
who's being taken for a ride around here, anyway? That's what half of Lakeview wants to know.
Don't look at me.
I go.
Barbara, would you just tell me why you didn't go to the dance with Janet's cousin?
Well, I promise I'd go with Jerry Stewart.
Jerry Stewart? Out of the blue, you make a date with Jerry Stewart.
Well, out of the blue, he asked me.
And out of the blue, he's here. Come in, Jerry.
Hello, everybody. Say, Barbara, I came over to talk to you about Saturday night.
Oh, well, if you can't make it.
Oh, sure, I can make it. What I want to know is, are you going with me or aren't you?
What's that?
Yeah, Barbara, I thought you were promising that you were going.
Well, she sort of promised, but then again, she sort of didn't.
That's exactly what Janet Gregory did with me. Hey, Jerry, if you want to know something, you and I are out on a couple of limbs. I've never seen the likes of it.
Well, I've got a couple of limbs myself I've never seen the likes of.
Well, Barbara, see, Barbara, could you be sort of definite one way or the other?
Well, I'm afraid I won't be able to go today because, well, you see, I thought I promised I'd go with Janet Gregory's cousin.
What? You know, there's something fishy going on here.
It sure is. None of the other fellows can get definite answers from their girls either.
Hey, I'll bet it's that new guy, Dick Wallace, who's causing all the trouble.
My goodness, Jack, you get all excited over nothing at all.
Nothing, huh?
I'm sorry. Is it always the little things that get men up in arms?
It must be. They never get up in my arm. But really, children, don't you think... Well, Robert, come in.
Hey, I got a new customer on my paper out. And I see a swell guy. He's just squatting home in his red roaster.
Red roaster?
It's the only car in Lakeview. But then, of course, Barbara, you're not interested.
But I am. I'd like to tell that guy a thing or two.
He just moved into his house and he's awful mad on account of some fella forgot to have the water tap and electricity turned on.
Good. Now he has something to... Oh, my God.
Oh.
Yes, sir?
The dummy who forgot.
Yes.
Oh, I know. You may be out of the real estate business tomorrow.
Oh, that guy. First he takes my girl away from me, then he loses my job for me.
He hasn't done any of these things.
Well, if it wasn't for him, Barbara would go to the dance with me.
Jerry, he's got nothing to do with it.
And everything to do with it. Mr. Wallace has done nothing but mind his own business, and yet the entire younger set of Lakeview is on its ear.
Well,
thanks to you, Jack, this stranger in a strange town can look forward to spending a perfectly miserable evening in a strange house in the dark.
Yeah, I don't know what can be done about it now.
Well, a great deal can be done about it, and I'm going to do it. Besides, I want to know how anybody can be tall, short, blue-eyed, brown-eyed, snobbish, elegant, and adorable at the same time. What a man.
All of us associated with Hallmark cards take this opportunity to join the nation in this day of prayer. We stand humble and thank God that our terrible task is done. Yet we are deeply conscious of the privilege now before us for each of us in his own way to help towards building a lasting peace. And while so few of us can measurably contribute to the vast problem of straightening out a broken world, all of us can contribute friendliness. And peace on earth is friendliness. Now back to the Hallmark Charlotte Greenwood show. Since noon, Aunt Charlotte has heard nothing but the name of Dick Wallace. Barbara and her girlfriends are desperate to meet him in the hopes that he'll take them to the country club dance Saturday night. Jack, who rented Mr. Wallace at home, has forgotten to have the utilities turned on. Now we find Aunt Charlotte on his doorstep. She rings the bell.
Good evening, Mr. Wallace. You are Mr. Wallace.
Yes.
Well, I'm Miss Noble, neighbor, and I live down the street. I hope you'll forgive my intrusion.
Oh, you're not intruding at all. I'm glad to see you, neighbor.
Oh, I'm very glad to see you, Mr. Wallace.
Will you come in? Oh, I'm a little in the dark.
In more ways than one. That's why I'm here. I brought you some candlelight.
Oh, thanks. I can sure use some light.
Can't we all?
Pardon me for going first, but I'd better lead the way.
The young fellow in the real estate office who rented this house to you is Jack Barton, practically my nephew.
Oh, I see.
You'd see it a lot clearer if you realize that he's only 17, and he has a great many things on his mind. Unfortunately, your comfort wasn't one of them. But he's the one who forgot to have the gas, light, and water turned on.
Oh, that's all right.
Oh, it really isn't, you see, but I do want you to know that all the Bartons aren't like that usually. Now, the little fellow who delivered your paper today is Robert Barton, practically my nephew, too. He told us about the predicament you were in.
Are all the Bartons related to you?
Practically.
Well, it's awfully nice of you to bother about me. Sit down, won't you?
Thank you. My, that is a feeble candle.
It is at that. Well, you know, Abe Lincoln and me.
Oh, well, if you can get what he did out of candlelight, you'll be doing all right.
Thanks for putting me in the big league.
You're welcome. And here are a couple of sturdy candles.
Oh, that's swell. Here, let me take this package for
you. Well, there's people. It's for you.
For me?
Mm-hmm. It's a thermos of hot coffee and some rolls.
Well.
They might appeal to you about 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
They appeal to me right now. I just remembered I forgot to have dinner tonight.
Mr. Wallace, as long as you put the candles on the table, would you mind lighting them? I'd like to see a man who forgets me.
Better? Sir,
you don't
want to
forget your
starving. Glad of that.
Oh, please don't. This stuff, Mr. Wallace, I see, is lucrative.
Yes, it certainly is.
And I conclude that this stuff is the stuff that makes me forget to eat.
As a matter of fact, this stuff makes me forget everything.
The trip is the trip that the arm is sailing.
Not for me. You see, those aren't just blueprints for building houses for the government. They're the blueprints for my whole career.
When I was young, I mapped out a blueprint for my career, but it was one question I couldn't answer.
Why not?
Nobody talked to me. Later on, I drew up another blueprint.
Well, I don't want this one. Since I've been scared, I've been asked to build things. I was out of building toy houses and 2x4s I'd pick up wherever I could find them. Then one day I built a toy house for the kids in the neighborhood.
They liked it.
So much I didn't want to leave it and even go home.
And when you realize you have the ability to make someone and give them pleasure and make them comfortable, you made your first real blueprint for a decision to become an architect.
That's exactly it. You said you were going to
put the coffee down there,
Nicholas. I just got to get off of you. Do you have some with me?
No,
I wish you would. I'd like to share your meal with me. You know, I've been pretty lonely since I've been here.
Oh, bring on the cup.
That's good.
I just want to have the
Mr. Wallace, you never tell me that you've really been lonesome.
I probably don't know it, but Lake Mead's a pretty tough town to get acquainted with.
If you knew what I know about Lake Mead, you'd know that the person to accept you was open and honest.
I haven't seen any of
it. Maybe you haven't looked around
now. Oh, that's possible.
What person is your name?
Tell me for you some coffee.
Uh-uh. That's plenty for me. Thank you.
Smells good. And the roll. Where'd you get
them? At Bailey's Grocery. She makes them fresh every day.
I'll have to go there tomorrow. You know, being a bachelor has some decided disadvantages.
Like buying your own rolls?
Yes, and worrying about the laundry.
You don't look like a worried bachelor.
Apparently, I don't look like a bachelor at all. I went into the library today to get a book on modern architecture, and some starry-eyed girl who checked out the book gave me this. Look what it's called.
The Care and Feeding of Babies. My, maybe you age in the sunlight.
I was going to call the library and complain, but what's the use? They'd only blame it on the manpower situation.
In this case, that's precisely it. Mr. Rollins, I really must go.
Oh, so soon?
Oh, I've stayed much longer than I intended to.
Not long enough, though. Look, does the fella have to sit in the dark to get you the call, Anna?
In my day, it was the reverse.
Well, I... didn't exactly mean it that way.
Oh, I know. I'm sure of that. Good night, Mr. Wallace. I've had a lovely evening.
Oh, it's been a sensational evening for me. But you know what?
What?
Well, I hope you'll forgive me, but I didn't get your name.
Greenwood, Charlotte Greenwood.
Charlotte Greenwood? I thought you looked familiar.
Well, what do you know? A lot more than when I came in. Goodbye, Mr. Wallace.
Saturday night. I don't have to go with Janet's cousin.
Do you mean you'll go with me?
Of course, Jerry.
Oh, yeah?
About the dance Saturday night, I don't have to go with her.
Oh, gee, that's too bad because I've made other arrangements.
You what?
Well, we boys are going out to celebrate Dick Wallace's wedding anniversary.
That's fun. You want to be like that? All right.
That ought to hold her.
Jack Barton, I think you're contemptible.
Well, it's better than getting shoved around like Jerry Stewart.
Never mind about Jerry. He's all gone.
Oh, so he's all right now. Before you knew that big shot architect was married, Jerry was adrift. This'll teach you girls to appreciate the hometown boy.
Listen, Jack, even you'll have to admit that I said Dick Wallace was a snob long before I knew he was married.
Who's married?
Oh, this wouldn't interest you, Aunt Charlotte.
Oh, marriage is a question that always interests me.
Well, Dick Wallace is married.
Who told you that?
Well, Agnes saw Brook and Dick Wallace's car and the parents eating the babies. Seems to me that's pretty concrete evidence that...
One starry-eyed librarian gave him the wrong book.
You mean... I did that, Aunt Charlotte?
Mm-hmm. That's what Mr. Wallace told me. I just paid him a visit.
Now, listen, Aunt Charlotte. Are you trying to tell me that this guy isn't married?
I am not trying to tell you. I am telling you.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God. Oh. Get away from that phone.
I just hear a phone.
Children, why are you all rushing to the telephone?
Well, that guy Wallace's on the loose again. I just got to talk to Janet if he won't go to the dance with me.
But if I don't get Jerry on the phone, I'll have to go with him.
You're going to stop this nonsense. Now, Jack, whatever you told Janet, you'll have to stand by. And as for you, Barbara, if you've made a date with Jerry Stewart, it's your place to keep that date.
Oh, but Aunt Charlotte, I'd rather go with
the man who hasn't asked you.
Well, no, but
there are no buts, Barbara. You've always enjoyed the dance at the country club. You've been looking forward to it for weeks. Just because a stranger comes to town and you dream up some fantastic notions about him, you're willing to disrupt the whole social life of Lakeview. Now you'll both go to the dance tomorrow night if you're lucky enough to have somebody to go with you.
Oh, dear, I'm sorry.
That's all you said all night?
Well, that's how I feel. Hey, Barbara, didn't you group in dance?
I didn't feel like it.
You've got sense, Barbara.
Janet, are you inferring that I can't dance?
Oh, don't be so grumpy, Jerry.
Hey, grumpy? Well, you haven't said a word since you said goodnight to your Aunt Charlotte.
Hey, what's the matter with you girls, anyway?
Yeah, a woman's entitled to be bored once in a while.
Women?
Barbara. Barbara.
What's the matter with you now?
Barbara, look at him. Look, he's coming. Good heavens, Dick Wallace. Look who he's got in his arms.
Well, for the love of Pete.
What do you suppose she's got?
Boy. She looks beautiful.
Well, how have I been missing her all these years? Aunt Charlotte.
Good evening, boys and girls.
Oh,
Wallace. Darling.
I'd like to present Mr. Wallace. And Mr. Wallace, this is Janet Gregory.
How do you do, Mr. Wallace?
Hello, Janet.
And this is Barbara Barton, my...
I know. Practically, your niece.
I'm glad to know you, Mr. Wallace.
I have the impression that I've seen you before.
She's the authority on the care and feeding of babies. Remember? And this is Jerry Stewart.
How do you do?
I really mean that's a beautiful dress you wear. I really mean it. It looks really...
Gertrude, I'm over here, and I really mean it. And so is my dress, if you really mean it. This is Gertrude Leeson, and she really is. Oh. Jerry, pick her up. And this is Jack Barton.
We've met.
Oh, I'm so sorry about that blunder I made yesterday.
I'm not. She brought your aunt over to see me, and when she came, she brought the whole spirit of Lake View with her.
You see, Barbara, he not only reads, he talks.
Oh, Miss Greenwood, how did you do it?
Oh, I really didn't do anything. Mr. Wallace happened to be lonely. This happened to be Saturday night. He happened to want to go out, and I happened to be the only girl he knew. You notice I said, girl? I'm going to hang on as long as I can. Being the only girl he knew, he asked me.
Well, you don't happen to be the only girl I know now, but I'm still asking you to see what I have
to say. You certainly may.
Oh. Cheer up, girls. After this dance, I'll go home and leave him all to you.
Oh, Aunt Charlotte, we won't let you go home.
Oh, I think I better.
But Miss Greenwood, surely you'll wait a half hour to leave the grand march.
Why not? That's not nearly as long as I've been waiting to leave the wedding march.
Of the United States has proclaimed today a day of prayer. It seems to me that there are few quotations more appropriate to the occasion than the words of the 117th Psalm.
Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people, for his merciful kindness is great toward us. And the truth of the Lord endure forever. Praise ye the Lord.
Hollywood. This is the American Broadcasting Company.